what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Now let's get back to work. That was the tweet by Governor Gavin Newsom late last night after he survived an attempt to kick him out of office. The Associated Press says with an estimated 2/3 of ballots counted, the no response to the question of whether to recall him was ahead by a 30-point margin. The AP says while that lead is likely to shrink in the days ahead as more votes are counted, Newsom's lead couldn't be overcome. In a victory speech last night, the governor said he's grateful that California voters are supporting his policies, including his pandemic restrictions.
We said yes to diversity. We said yes to inclusion. We said yes to pluralism. We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians and I would argue as Americans.
Conservative talk show host Larry Elder would have been the likely replacement if Governor Newsom had been recalled. He conceded defeat last night in front of supporters in Costa Mesa.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
Elder shot to the front of the Republican field soon after declaring his candidacy in July. A native of South Central Los Angeles, Elder was a first-time politician, but he brought along a loyal audience from 27 years on the radio here in L.A. His radio days may be over, however. During his concession speech last night, Elder hinted he would run for governor again in 2022.
As a former radio host, let me just say this. Stay tuned.
It won't be long until a field of candidates takes shape. California's primary election is coming up in June. Thousands of LA city workers have failed to report their COVID-19 vaccination status. As KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports, just 60% responded by the deadline.
Even after extending the deadline by a week, thousands of LA city workers have not reported that they've gotten a COVID-19 shot or filed an exemption request. The city's vaccine mandate doesn't take effect until October 19th, but workers were supposed to tell their departments if they would seek a medical or religious exemption by Monday. In total, about 11% of city workers are seeking exemptions. The LAPD is the largest city department and had more than 3,000 requests. In a statement, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said every request would be carefully vetted. The data shows that about half of the city's more than 57,000 workers are fully vaccinated. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The LA Memorial Coliseum has hosted football and baseball games, the Olympics, rock concerts, a mass celebrated by the Pope, and on February 6th, a NASCAR race. Details from KPCC's Nick Roman.
The race is the annual NASCAR No Points exhibition called The Clash. It's an invitation-only event, so it'll be a limited field of drivers. They'll run it on a temporary quarter-mile asphalt track that'll be put down inside the century-old stadium. That's about half the size of the track over at Irwindale Speedway. How do you shoehorn a quarter-mile NASCAR track inside the Coliseum? Well, you get computers and you do test track designs with turns banked at 5 degrees, 2.5 degrees, and no banking at all. The greater the banking, the faster you run, but you also lose some visibility from the stands. NASCAR is still running computer simulations, but it plans to start building that track inside the Coliseum just after New Year's Day. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
The Orange County Transportation Authority offering free bus passes for kids. Those between 6 and 18 years old will get free rides for the next 6 months. It's an effort to encourage new generations to use public transportation. The OCTA says more than 500,000 young people will be eligible for the free rides. Officials hope the program will also help reduce traffic congestion and air pollution. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. And meanwhile, you can get more news on LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.